Hello, this is Bishop Jeffrey Monfort and Bishop of the Diocese of Steubenville. Through the grace of Jesus Christ, we gather to delve deeper into our faith today in constant search for the source and summit of our lives in Jesus' self-giving as we continue our common Christian pilgrimage in 2022 as we journey this Easter season quickly approaching that great solemnity of Pentecost. Together, we begin with words from Jesus himself that quench our thirst from the Holy Gospel according to St. John chapter 16, verses 5 through 15. But now I am going to him who sent me, yet none of you asks me, where are you going? Because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convince the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. You know, it seems to me the Holy Spirit is probably the least appreciated and understood of the three persons of the Trinity. Yet, how do we describe someone we cannot see? Our faith teaches us that the Holy Spirit, the third divine person of the Blessed Trinity, the personal love of God the Father and God the Son for each other. Also, he is called the Paraclete, the Spirit of Truth. The Holy Spirit is at work with the Father and the Son from the beginning to the completion of the divine plan for our salvation. He is the gift from Jesus to the apostles, his promise to the apostles. As church, we're reminded even in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verse 8, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. When Jesus ascended to the Father, he didn't say, well, I'm out of here now, and you guys are on your own. No! He gives the gift of the Holy Spirit, remember, in the upper room. The Holy Spirit, the teacher of the meaning and depth of revelation. And that has continued on and on. The Holy Spirit continues to be the church's teacher. The first millennium, the second millennium, and now into the third millennium. The Holy Spirit provides us grace to understand church teaching. He provides us wisdom to apply this teaching to our very lives. He provides us courage in order that we witness what we believe. When we pray to the Holy Spirit, we pray for strength and guidance. It is the Holy Spirit who enlightens us. Do we not read that God is love? The Holy Spirit is that love between God the Father and God the Son. We look at the free gift that is the Holy Spirit to you and me. We hear in St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 5, verse 1, but the free gift is not like the trespass. For if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift of the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. So who would be a prime example when it comes to the grace of God? Mary, the mother of Jesus. Mary, the mother of God. She is the masterpiece of Christian love and fidelity. Mary's communion with Jesus Christ provides her with a lamination for all to see. The Holy Spirit provides us with an experience of God's presence. For we pray the Bible. We study the Bible, pray and study sacred scripture, the inspired word of God, through the gift of the Holy Spirit. Through the Holy Spirit, we participate in and understand the church's tradition from the apostolic church, those early years, through the church fathers, the decades later, the medieval and Reformation era, through our contemporary church of today. The Holy Spirit has always been there, unbroken presence, even at times, as we've heard from so many of our popes in the past, that there are times that leaders of the church have fallen. The Holy Spirit has never left us. The Holy Church follows the Holy Spirit. and assists the church each and every day. We actively participate in the liturgy and sacraments, do we not? As the Holy Spirit places us in deeper communion with Christ. We take time for personal communion prayer. Here the Holy Spirit intercedes for us, even at times it's not the response for which we actually were hoping. Through our service as fellow evangelizers, missionary disciples, with respect to the specific charisms and the gifts of God entrusted us by God Himself, we share the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We read, pray, and reflect over the lives of the saints through which God manifests His holiness and continues His work for our salvation. Certainly a good book on that is The Fulfillment of All Desire by Dr. Ralph Martin. When was the last time you and I prayed to the Holy Spirit? Think about it. At Pentecost, the apostles were transformed. They were transformed from fearful disciples cowering behind a door to become evangelists with the conviction to the point of martyrdom. They became dynamic missionaries. They are filled with the gifts of courage. Nothing stops them from proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. Just read the first few chapters of the Acts of the Apostles. Will we come up upon and celebrate Pentecost, that 50th day at the end of 7 weeks following Passover, Easter in the Christian dispensation. At the first Pentecost, after the resurrection and ascension of Jesus, the Holy Spirit was manifested, as we read in the Catechism, given and communicated as a divine person to the church, fulfilling the Paschal mystery of Christ according to His promise. We read that in the glossary of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Furthermore, our faith teaches us that annually the Church celebrates the memory of the Pentecost event as the beginning of the new age of the Church, when Christ lives and acts in and with His Church. To put it bluntly, my dear friends, the Holy Spirit transforms us. We see that in the sacraments that are celebrated, the seven sacraments, all founded by Jesus Christ Himself. And for that we should be grateful. The Holy Spirit transformed the disciples, and thus we have the early growth of the church in its infancy. Furthermore, in 2022, the Holy Spirit continues to transform the church for us to deepen our relationship with God and for us to be credible missionary disciples. The Holy Spirit will never leave the church. Amen.